Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday, January 29th. Hope you're well. Coming up.
There will be a slight advantage to Fianna Fáil over Fine Gael, with Mr Martin expected to favour women in a bid to gender balance his overall appointments.
Junior ministers to be announced later, and farmers have to dump crops after the storm. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Cabinet will sign off on the appointment of 19 junior ministers later, while supports for those affected by Storm Éowyn will also be discussed. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Having appointed his cabinet last week, Micheál Martin will reveal the lineup of junior ministers today. There will be a slight advantage to Fianna Fáil over Fine Gael in the number appointed, with Mr Martin expected to favour women in a bid to gender balance his overall appointments. The likes of Niamh Smith and Jennifer Mernan O'Connor are in the frame, as are first-time TDs Catherine Arda, Aisling Dempsey and Aaron McGreehan. While also hoping for a promotion will be Charlie McConnellogue, Timmy Dooley, Michael Moynihan, Paul McAuliffe, Christopher O'Sullivan and Cormac Devlin. On the Fine Gael side, John Cummins, Emer Curry and Catherine Callaghan will be among the first-time TDs hoping for a promotion, with all five outgoing junior ministers likely to be reappointed. While jobs are being handed out today, Cabinet will also discuss the impact of Storm Éowyn and the creation of a new extreme weather event assistance scheme for homes, community organisations, farmers and businesses.
Staying with politics, voting closes and counting gets underway in part of the Shannon elections today. Postal voting for the NUI and Trinity College panels will close at 11 a.m. Graduates of those institutions have been voting to elect six senators. Among those in contention are former Minister Catherine Zappone, outgoing Green Party Minister Oisín Smith, Lynn Ruan and former Lord Mayor of Dublin Hazel Chu. Emergency teams are again working to renew power and water supplies around the country this morning. As of last night, 142,000 people were still without power and 31,000 had no water. The government says urgent humanitarian aid is available for people in need of food and vital supplies, along with supports for people who've suffered structural damage to their homes as a result of last Friday's storm. Farmers say they'll have to dump crops destroyed by Storm Éowyn. The IFA says this time of year is a vulnerable one for growers, as tunnels and glasshouses have been planted with young plants for the upcoming season. The IFA's fruit and veg chairman, Neil McCormack, outlines some of the damage he's experienced on his own farm.
We're based in South County Longford, and we lost three tunnels, and one tunnel had structural damage done to it. It's not only the tunnels and the poly houses and the glass houses and the mushroom houses that are the problem. It's also the crop that's inside in the tunnels. Some of these crops will have to be dumped.
Two young people discovered in a shipping container in Rosslare on Monday have been placed in the care of Tusla. Nine people were found inside the container, which arrived off a ship from Dunkirk. Six of them have been refused leave to land here. Another man has claimed international protection and will be processed by the International Protection Office. Gardaí are treating the incident as a case of people smuggling. A fresh appeal has been launched after 20 years after the murder of Sean Duffy in County Donegal. Sean returned home in the early hours of January 29th, 2005, after celebrating his younger brother's birthday. His body was discovered later that afternoon at his bungalow just outside Dunloe. Tina Gates has more.
36-year-old Sean was a local man, an undertaker and mechanic who was well known in the area with an interest in motor racing and horse sales. He was socialising in the Strandview Bar in Mahery with family on Friday night, the 28th of January 2005, and returned to his own home at approximately 2:30 a.m, where he was later attacked and fatally wounded. His body was discovered in his bungalow home shortly before 2:30 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. Gardaí say solving his murder continues to be a priority, and they hope with the passage of time, someone may now be in a position to provide further information, and they urge them to come forward in confidence.
At least 15 people have died after a crowd crush at the Kumbh Mela gathering in India. It's reported dozens are injured where pilgrims have gathered to bathe in waters where two rivers meet. Organisers had predicted that more than 400 million people would attend the pilgrimage site over the next 6 weeks. Britain's Chancellor is preparing to make a major speech later in which she'll reveal further plans for growing the UK economy. Rachel Reeves is expected to say that the area around Oxford and Cambridge has the potential to be Europe's Silicon Valley, but she'll warn that economic success will not come without a fight. Sky's chief political correspondent John Craig has the opposition's reaction to the plans.
The Conservatives are not impressed. Mel Stride, the Shadow Chancellor, has said the biggest barriers to growth in this country are Rachel Reeves, Keir Starmer and their job-destroying budget.
In entertainment news, the opera singer Wyn Evans is taking time off from the Strictly Live tour after admitting to making unacceptable remarks. The star of the Go Compare ad has apologised and says he won't be performing in order to prioritise his well-being. He was allegedly filmed saying something inappropriate to a woman during the launch event for the tour. And in sport, in soccer, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola is backing his players to rise to the challenge of keeping their Champions League campaign alive tonight. They need to win at home to Club Brugge in the final league phase match to avoid elimination and make it through to the playoffs. Guardiola says he's not contemplating an early exit.
Of course, it will be not good, but I'm not thinking about that right now. So I know for all the people concerned about what's going to happen in qualifying, I appreciate it, your concern, and all of you to don't qualify, but I'm thinking we're going to do it.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.